probably add water during the day because it would evaporate from the heat. But that was the heat that we had here in the store. We had a heat that used to stand about here, and we had pipe would run up about three joints and run back this way about 12 feet and go out the flue through the top of the house. We had a flue upstairs. It took care of a heater in the hall upstairs and then took care of the big stove down here. Then in the kitchen we had a wood cook stove, and there you bought pine wood for cooking. We cooked on my mother when I first came, had a wood cook stove.
Yeah. Did you ever send you out to cut down?
Yeah, I used to think I was the most overworked young fella in the town because everybody else just had to carry wood, up the back step into the house. And I had to carry it upstairs two stories, you see. I had to carry cook stove wood and the coal. I had to bring the wood up two stories. I used to devise all kinds of little pulleys and hoist to try to get that coal and wood job done a little bit easier, but I always wound up getting more trouble building hoist than I did saving wood.
Yeah. And you had to bring it up by?
It made an arm load. Yeah. An arm load of wood. Had to have a coal box filled every evening and the wood box in the kitchen filled. Well, you didn't go to bed. When my father used to shave in the bathroom with a kerosene heater. And it was the thing in those days, a kerosene heater burned a wick. If you didn't have a lot of kerosene in the stove, the wick would burn down. It would burn up the top wick, and a wick costs about 50, 60 cents. You know, that was an expensive item, and kerosene only costs about a nickel, a dime, a gallon. If you let the thing run too short on kerosene, you would burn up your wick. So it was a rule that my dad had that the stove had to be full every morning before he lit it. It had a little gauge on it, the tank, to show how the contents of the tank. If it wasn't full, when he struck that match, he would come to the bed about 5:30 in the morning and get me to fill the tank. I mean, he would ever fill it. It was my job and my duty, you know, to keep the tank full of kerosene. I got a few spankings about not having the thing filled because as a boy you forget, you know, or you can get a little lazy and think he'd overlook it, but he never did, my dad. Yeah, I got it.
Of course,
the roads, yeah. I remember the roads very well. Remember. Everything, we were close to the lake in this area here.
Yeah.
So shell was a prominent road material, you know. You could dredge shell out of the lake on barges, and the police juror, that maintained the rural roads would use a lot of shell on the roads, and then even the city would. It was I don't know whether it was the method of procuring shells that made them for a while cheaper than it was to get gravel. We were also pretty close to gravel pits up at Pearl River, so it was either gravel or shell, and of course in the really, you know, that was what we call a hard surface road. That was a prime type road, gravel or shell, you know.